we took some of these far UVC lights down to the University of Leeds to a bioaerosol chamber where we could release bacteria and viruses. And we did this in the experiments and tested how much of the bacteria would survive when we turned the lights on. And we found that we were getting more than a 95% reduction. So this was really spectacular. And in terms of the equivalent number of air changes per hour, it was getting us above 200 air changes per hour equivalent. Now, the Centre for Disease Control recommends that we should have 6 to 12 air changes per hour. So you can already see that the numbers are really spectacular.
Absolutely. And just briefly, in the simplest terms possible, how does this special light work in terms of actually, you know, combating the virus?
Well, what it does, it can break the bonds in the virus, and that then, it doesn't remove the virus, but it means that it cannot replicate. You often hear it saying that it's been killed or destroyed, but it really means that it can't replicate anymore and it can't cause any more infection. We're very, very encouraged with these initial trials that we've done in large environments that have been tested in small-scale laboratory desktop experiments over the last 10 years. But we're the first group that we know of that have tested it in a room-sized environment, and we're going to continue with our trials ongoing for more months, and we're looking at other areas of research in this field as well.
Should these trials be successful, then when do you think this could all go mainstream? Because I mean, I imagine that this is a solution that virtually everybody will want to have in their indoor settings.
We need to caution that it's not a silver bullet. We would like to see this as being taken as a layered approach with other ways of deterring the virus spread. But it has already been installed in some coffee shops in the UK and some entertainment venues and in the USA. And I know that the US military has deployed it in some of its installations. And again, it's all about indoor crowded spaces where ventilation is not good enough.
We all know too well now that COVID, even after your triple injections, is still something that will transmit and will still infect people. Surely then this whole research that you've achieved so far will give yourselves at St Andrews a lot of pride, a lot of excitement, but a lot of hope, despite the many obstacles you still have to go through, to bring about, you know, a long-term solution potentially that's going to, you know, okay, maybe not eliminate the virus, but certainly really bring about a powerful mitigation to control it as much as possible.
Yes, Anis, that's correct. That's why we got involved with this work a couple of years ago. We'd read about the hype surrounding this technology, but we wanted to come in as skeptical scientists and really test, is it safe and does it work? And so far, over the last 2 years, all of the experiments that we've done have shown that it is a very low risk intervention, and it does seem to be working very, very safely. And as I like to say, it could make indoors as safe as being outdoors on the golf course at St Andrews. We're continuing on with more trials, and we've got a skin study ongoing at Ninewells Hospital just to test the initial work that we've done showing that it was safe for skin. And we've got an eye study coming up at St Andrews. Again, these are to back up the previous work that's been done and just to really belt and braces check that things really are, that this really is a low risk intervention.